Okay. Now, I definitely want to move on and get on to our topic. Tonight's topic is stress and depression, and we could spend all night, literally an hour and a half, with everybody here in the room just sharing story after story after story of the amazing things that have happened in their life. But I definitely want to take the time to get to our topic because it's a really important topic, stress and depression. I want to hit first on depression. Depression is, antidepressants are the number one prescription drug out there, number one. They estimate that one in 10 are on antidepressants. So sitting in this room, we have what, 60 people? Sitting in this room, there's at least 10 of you probably that are on antidepressants and maybe more. And in addition to that, they estimate that another 20% are depressed but not on medication for it. So what's that give us, another 18 people? So we're looking at, 24 people or so in the room that have problems with depression, known problems with depression. Knowing what we now know, why is it such a secret? And see, that's the thing. With depression, it's something we don't feel we can tell anybody else because what? Stiff upper lip. Put on a happy face, smile, you'll get through it, hang in there. All of the different things tell us that it's not okay. And so we put on a fake, we fake it. I know for me, when I was going through depression, I didn't want anybody else to know. And quite frankly, it was depression. I knew something wasn't right. I knew that I wasn't me. I knew that I just didn't have, the only way to put it was no feelings. I wasn't happy, I wasn't sad, I just was. And it's hard to explain to somebody, you know, when they say, oh, just get over it, or you'll be fine, come on, cheer up. I wasn't sad, there was nothing to cheer up from. I just didn't feel anything in any direction. Now, living like that is a horrible experience. It's horrible. Unless you have been there, it's hard to explain. But if you're there today, I'm here to tell you there's options, there's things that we can do. You don't have to stay in that position. But before I start talking about the things that I did and things that I know, you know, statistically that make a difference for depression, I want to tell you this, and I got to tell you this up front. If you are one of the people that are on antidepressants, I need you to understand that choosing to change that, to no longer be on antidepressants, and please understand, I'm not telling you to stop your antidepressants. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of saying the opposite. It's one of those things I tiptoe around. Remember, I'm just a mom. I am not a doctor. I'm not any of those things. But I want you to be careful, and I want you to do some research, number one, before you choose to stay on it long term, and number two, before you decide to stop it quickly. There's some wonderful research out there. You can go to, type in Dr. Anne Blake Tracy. Dr. Anne Blake, B-L-A-K-E, Tracy. Now, she's a physician that's been out there teaching and advocating against the use of antidepressants because of the dangers that are inherent with them. There's many, many things. This isn't the normal just heart racing, heart attack, gonna die kind of thing. This isn't diarrhea, headaches. The side effects, the antidepressant drugs are huge. They're bad. This is where people are actually acting out their worst nightmares when they're awake. So, you know, things like you don't want anything bad to happen to your children. Instead of that being, you know, that would be horrible if anything happened. If someone came in my home and stabbed my children, that would be horrible. What's happening with people when they're on antidepressant drugs or they're changing the prescription or they're starting a new one or they're trying to decrease it, they're going through these horrible reactions where they actually act that out and they end up going through and actually doing the thing that would have been the worst thing. So, like for me, something happening to my children. And it's horrible. And she's got a ton of information. I'm not saying all this to depress people. I know it's kind of hard because I'm wanting you to be aware. Remember, what is knowledge? Knowledge is power. Although I do kind of have to change that. We've been listening to Tony Robbins. And Tony Robbins has a twist on that. And he says, knowledge is potential power. Keep that in mind, potential. What are you going to do with the knowledge you get? And today, the class, depression, what are you going to do with what you learn? What are you going to do with it? And if you are on an antidepressant or you have people that you know that are, remember, 1 in 10 are, then you need to go to her website and get some information because it really talks about how you decrease. I mean, and one of the things I was listening to her, when she's helping somebody come off antidepressants, I'm not the person helping you to come off antidepressants and saying when she is helping someone, she actually takes the pill and they use a file, a fingernail file, to file parts of it off, and they come off at that flow. So please do not just go in there and try to just drop that cold turkey. But there are things that we can do to help fix the cause. You know, you're on the antidepressants now or you're just depressed. Just. It's a horrible word to say with that. But you're going through it. And there's things that you can do. And the very first thing, I mean, there's some wonderful studies out there. One of the studies, and I know this is like the last thing any of us want to hear because this is too easy, there must be something else, is simply walking. They have done studies where they're having people go out and walk 3 times a day. There's a couple different studies. One is just walking on a treadmill, walking 30 minutes 3 times a day, and the depression symptoms begin to go down. Then when they take people and they have them walk 3 times a day outside in the sun, depression goes down even faster. Now, that's something every single person in this room needs to do. I mean, obviously, we need to do it for our overall health. We know that it helps with weight loss. We know that it helps with heart disease. We know it helps with all of these different things. But knowing how huge depression is, isn't that something everybody can find 30 minutes? And please keep in mind, according to the study, it did not make a difference whether or not they walked 30 minutes at one time or whether they walked 6 times for 5 minutes. So don't give me the excuse, I can't fit it in. If you can walk 5 minutes in between this, that, and the other thing, you can accomplish it. You can walk twice 15 minutes. You can walk 3 times for 10 minutes. There is a way to make that happen. But that's just one study, and that's 3 times a day. Now, there's another study out that they have just recently come out with that they took people that were on antidepressants, those people that had symptoms of depression, and some of them got placebos. And with the placebo, they were told that they had to drink half their body weight in ounces of water plus 20, and they measured it. And then some of them got antidepressants and water, and then there was another study that another group of people that got just the water, and you know, so they, I don't even remember all the different ones, but there's like 5 different groups that they did this with, and they found across the board in the groups that they had them increase their water, half their body weight in ounces of water plus 20 every day. Now, they weren't even discussing what kind of water. That could have been straight tap water for all I know. However, here in this class, I'm going to tell you, you better make sure it's good, clean, pure water. Just like we've talked about in the past, there's only, you can't be putting that garbage back in. But they found huge reductions across the board, whether they were on the antidepressants, whether it was a placebo or they didn't even get the placebo, they found huge reductions. I mean, we're talking like 60% reduction in the symptoms of their depression within just a couple of weeks. Now, everybody in this room can afford to drink water. I mean, we've talked about it for what? Every single disease we ever talk about, we talk about the importance of water. Are we finally getting the fact that we've got to up our water? If it has that big of a play, and I mean, the study goes on, and type it in the computer. Like I said, knowledge is power. Type in water and depression, and the study should pop up on one of those pages. But it's amazing because if that's what it does, now think about it. If the cells in our body are dehydrated and they're withered away, remember the example of the grape and the raisin? Exactly. Think of that as your cells. Your cells are supposed to be the nice grape and juicy and sweet and big and round and perfect. And when we don't have water, it begins to dehydrate. Now think of a raisin. Is it going to work the same? No. I mean, we have brain shrinkage. That's one of the signs of aging, you know. So there's things we can do. Add your water. Water, 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 water. And then minerals. I know, again, we always want to complicate it. It's got to be something so big, so hard, so dramatic. But these are basic. Now, there's oils we're going to talk about because there is emotional play that comes from depression. There really is. There's a lot of it. But there's also flat-out nutritional deficiencies that are a part of it, too. And I think too often we try to skip over that. We want the quick fix. Just give me an oil to rub on. If you want just an oil to rub on, I'll tell you, one of the ones I love, love, love when it comes to depression is lemon. Take a drop of oil, put it on your wrist, hold the wrist together, and just deep breathe. Yeah, I feel better thinking about it. I didn't even grab the oil, and I already feel better thinking about it because lemon is one of those oils. Frankincense works phenomenal, phenomenal with depression. You can take it, put it on the crown of your head, put it on your right here on your between your eyebrows, a little bit upright this area. Yep, and put it right there. You can put it on your temples. You can put some over the your neck right here.
put on the bottom of your feet, wonderful. It's an oxygenator. It's an oxygenator. That's, and what is walking? Walking is aerobics. What does the word aerobic mean? Right. In oxygen. So that's powerful. Frankincense is great for that. Root of Allah. Root of Allah in the back of the neck, right there on the brainstem. There's wonders for depression. It's absolutely amazing. With my daughter, Brianna, and the Cushing's, one of your problems with Cushing's is because it creates a lot of stress. We'll go into that a little bit more when we're talking stress, but we have been giving her capsules of Root of Allah and Balsam Idaho Fir because it helps to bring down your cortisol. But you can see such a difference in her personality over the past year in how well she handles things, because her emotions aren't on the same roller coaster. So think the same thing through for you. You know, that's what we're doing for her. That's what we've seen work for her. We've seen the lemon works wonderful for me. So those are some quick oils. But you got to get back the nutrients. We have to. We are so nutritionally deficient. It's just absolutely insane. Our food has not had the minerals it needs for a long, long time. We've got to give back minerals. Mineral essence is the quickest way to be able to give back minerals to the body. There's over 60 ionic minerals right in there that the body needs. And keep in mind, one of those is lithium. Now, I'm not saying that we want to go back to the days when they were shooting lithium in people's bodies, but there's a small amount that the body's supposed to have for depression. There's a reason why they were using it, and it's right in there. There's good things that your body needs, and we need to be able to absorb it. And then obviously, Nature Rod. Nature Red works with every single cell in the body. It starts giving massive antioxidants. It's giving lots of nutrients, lots of oxygen. You've got your lemon and your orange oil already in there. It's a powerhouse. And personally, what I like to do is my 2 ounces of Nature Red with 2 ounces of good, clean, pure water, and then I put my mineral essence right in there. And then I add some frankincense because I like it. Put a little frankincense in there, and I drink that 3 times a day. I drink that. I have my ICP in the morning. I go to my our walk. We come back. I have my Ninja Rod with my mineral essence, all my good stuff in there, and I take my supplements for the morning, and then we have Power Meal for our breakfast. And that's how we start the day. I start with that boost. I don't need a cup of coffee. I don't need any type of stimulant because I'm getting so much nutrients that I've got the energy. I start right out with it. My day starts with oxygenation, energy, and a walk. So keep in mind, those are things you can do. Another one, really important, are vitamin B. It cracks me up. I sit down with older people, and we sit down, and how many of them are on B12 shots for energy? For energy, my energy is my. You know what? There's a whole range of vitamin Bs the body needs. There's more than just B12. There's a whole range, and our Super B is a wonderful complex vitamin B nutrient. And it's stuff your body needs. Now, I will give you a heads up. Make sure you take it with food because it absorbs very quickly into the body. And if you don't, you'll get what's called a niacin flush. And it's this prickly rash that you get all over your body. It comes 15 or so minutes after you take it. And if you eat something before you take your Super B, you won't get that. If you don't, usually you will. And I have found that everybody at least once ends up doing that. I actually just got a call from a friend of mine who's been with us for well, she's probably been in about a year, and her son just went through that. She called up, and she went, I think he's having a reaction. A 15-year-old, he's having a reaction. He's got rash all over him. I think I'm taking him to the hospital. I'm like, what just happened? And she goes, well, he just took his vitamins. I'm like, wait, freeze. Was there a Super B in that batch? And she's like, yes. I said, well, wait about 5 more minutes, 10 more minutes, see if it starts going away. And it sure was. Now, this is a lady that's been going to classes, not all the time, but she goes about once a month. For a year, but it's because until it happens to us, we don't pay attention to it. So if you get that rash, know that's part of it. And it helps to give you energy. It's just wonderful. And like I said, research. Go online and look at vitamin D. Look at depression and nutrient deficiencies. Type that stuff in the computer and see what it says. Now, your fatty acids, your omega blue. Your omega blue is going to make a big difference when we're talking repair on the brain. And that's just science. And like I said, go online and type in fish oil. Type in omega-3. Type in omega-6. Type in depression in omega-3. And you'll see all kinds of research that's been done, not by Young Living, not by me, but by just overall health and nutrition, medical studies that have been done showing what happens in our body when we get the good omegas. It's brain function. It's thought process. Now, that's important. Now, omega helps with the heart. It does all kinds of other different things. But right now, the class is depression. And when we're talking just flat-out depression, you need to do some research and see what does it say about our good fats in our brain, our function, our thought process. I know when the whole low-fat diet thing was just really big. I don't know if you guys remember that deal, but stop the insanity. Exactly. I know a lot of my friends that went into huge depressions during that process. And they just thought it was their kids getting older and all those different things. But looking back on it now, I have a much better understanding of what was happening in their body. And when they were cutting down to 10% body fat, and sorry, when they were cutting their food down to 10%, and they were making sure they weren't getting fat from anywhere. I mean, these were some girls that were really cutting it back to nothing. And the depression, in my opinion, probably was a part of that not enough fat going in. Our brain is a fatty organ. It needs the fats. Our liver is a fatty organ. It needs the fats. Now, I'm not saying go out and eat, you know, tons of fat, but you do need to get that omega blue. It's a great way to get those good fats into your body. And our omega blue, our fish oil, is tera-encoded. And what that means is it doesn't open up and break down until it gets into the intestines. And so a couple of things. You're not going to be burping up the fish oil. For those of you that have ever done the fish, you're not going to be burping it up. But also you get better absorption, because that's where it's actually absorbed, is in the small intestine. So that's where it's going to open, and it's partnered with clove right in there. And the clove keeps the fish oil fresh so that it doesn't begin to break down. The clove oil also works as an anti-inflammatory in the body. It's going to partner with those fish oils to make it more effective in your body. So do some research. See what you can do with that. And those are some quick things that you can do. That's Ninja Red. That's mineral essence. That's water. That's walking. It's your Super B and your fish oil, your Omega Blue. And personally, I take 3 Omega Blue 3 times a day. I've done that for a very long time. Now, keep in mind, because Omega, your fish oils are very good for your heart and your arteries, because I had a stroke, I am a little more, I do everything I can to make sure I never have another stroke. So that is part of the reason for that. But I like the clarity. I like how I feel when I'm taking my Omegas. I can feel a difference when I don't take the amount that I need. Now, stress. And I'm going to pause here on depression because there is more information on depression, but I want to partner with stress on this part here for a minute. Stress. It used to be back in the olden days, so back in the Wayback Machine, and when we were living on the farms and we lived in the woods and we're all by ourselves doing things,